This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for July 17th. A Conway couple and a Florida woman have been jailed on charges of prostitution, drug sales, conspiracy, and robbery in Columbus County. Hector Luis Mercado, Carly Alexis Turner, and Julie Aguilar are being held under secured bonds. We have more on this developing story on our website. The City of Whiteville is encouraging residents and business owners to sign up for the Alert Whiteville system. Floods, storms, and other real-time emergencies, such as water outages, are delivered straight to your telephone or email. To sign up for the free service, go to the city's website and click on the Community tab. Candidate filing ends Friday for municipal races across the county. While some races are uncontested, there will be some serious competition in at least two of the mayoral races. Incumbent Whiteville Mayor Terry Mann faces challenges from Mike Shacknuck, Brittany Payne, and Brandon Acker. Incumbent Mayor Matt Wilson at Lake Waccamaw has two candidates trying to unseat him. That's Chad Smith and Greg Jacobs. And the Whiteville City Council District 1 race, Linda Bright Smith is challenging incumbents Helen Holden and Vicki Pate for a seat. Former Lake Waccamaw Police Chief Scott Hyatt and businessman Lynn Hennett are running for the East Ward Commissioner seat at the Lake. West Ward incumbent Frank Carroll faces challenges from Curtis Andrews and Christine Jacobs. A mother and three of her children have been sentenced to prison for the 2023 beating and torture death of Corey Soles in Greensea, South Carolina. Samantha Watts, the mother of the suspects, pleaded guilty Monday and was sentenced to 45 years in the murder of the Chadburn man. Her son Peyton will serve 35. Her daughter Amber and son Jonathan will serve lighter sentences since they were juveniles when the murder occurred. Soles was reported missing on January 10, 2023. His body was found more than a week later. Saturday is the Paws Music and Moonlight at 7 p.m. at Columbus County Animal Protective Services out at the shelter. There'll be music, local vendors, food, and plenty of furry friends up for adoption. There's still room for food trucks and vendors at the event as well. For more information, call 910-641-3945 or email animal.services@columbussheriff.com. Any student at Whiteville High School who's interested in raising and showing a pig at the Columbus County Agriculture Fair should contact FFA advisor Ashley Fowler at 910-499-3552. This is open to all Whiteville High students. Pig pickup will be on July 31st. All pigs must be reserved in advance. Speaking of pigs, you can enjoy some barbecue for a good cause tomorrow and even get it delivered. Robert Neely's African Mission Trip will be hosting a barbecue fundraiser starting at 10:30 a.m. Plates are $10. Hand-squeezed lemonade will be $5 a cup. Whole Boston butts are $60. Delivery in Whiteville is free. Pre-order by calling 910-918-1491. The plates will be for sale beside Budget Printing at 1424 J.K. Powell Boulevard in Whiteville. All proceeds go to the August Mission Trip. Southeastern Community College is hosting an adult learner open house tonight from 6 until 8:30 at the SAC Library. The first 50 attendees get a $50 gift card. There will be free food and giveaways. Children are welcome. To register, see the store on our website. You can also just head on out to the college and find out a little bit more. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.